Anyway, Brenda, how are you today? Are you cold?
Well, listen, come here. First of all,
yes,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I gave you a lift to work this morning.
You didn't, because I was going to walk in.
And you're walking. I said, not at all. Sure, I'll pick you up. So very generously.
Because of the snow.
Because of the snow, I picked you up. And what's the first thing you did when you got into my car?
I took off my gloves, and I have two right-handed gloves, as it happens. How I ended up with two, I don't know. I must have bought them some time ago. And I put it on. It must look really weird walking along this morning because I right-handed glove wearing my left hand. Try it. Try put on a right-handed. It looks really odd. And then I asked you to turn down the heat
because
exactly. It was too hot.
Yeah. So you got into my car.
Yeah, I did.
From the cold. And the first thing you said is, it's too hot. So I had to open the window and kind of, not alone give you a lift, but I had to kind of appease you and kind of go in very cold air and drive in toward you. So that was all fine. And I was thinking about it. I like my heat. I'd say you like a cooler temperature. I don't mean you like going around freezing and sitting there with the heat off in your house when it's cold. But
oh, no, don't start that whole debate about me being mean again.
No,
I was on Ryan Tobriety on Friday explaining myself. And singing. Do you hear me sing?
Yes, I know.
Oh, my fantastic.
No.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. But it was good fun. It was good fun. No, you're not mean when it comes to money with heating. But you,
I wonder, can I charge them a few bob for that?
Oh, you could, absolutely.
Never thought of that.
Yeah. But what I'm thinking about is men and women and heat. And I know
men and women in heat.
No, and heat.
And all the time,
different.
Brenda.
We're different. Like, I love my hot water bottle. I love my hot water bottle so much that I remember living in student flats and it was always very cold. And one of the people I shared a house with is now a very famous, respectable writer, but she was neither when I knew her. And I wrote her an essay about the advantages of a hot water bottle. And we then went out shopping. And I said, I'm going to buy you as a treat. Now, with no money, I am going to spend my money that I could be putting towards a small little bottle of vodka. I'm going to buy you a hot water bottle. Because she thought a hot water bottle equaled being kind of a spinster and being on her own and never meeting a man and all this. It was a symbol of that. And I said, not at all. It's about your feet. So we went to the shop. And we walk up and down the aisle. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. We went looking for hot water bottles. And I picked a hot water bottle up and we both went up to the counter and I said, I'd like to buy a hot water bottle. And the two of us went into such hysterics of laughter. We walked out of the shop without buying a hot water bottle.
Fool.
Stupid, I know. Anyway, totally off the point.
Yeah.
And that writer, by the way, is Marina Carr, who people would know as a famous kind of writer. But
from famous stories like the hot water bottle.
Yeah, so you'll probably
see it.
The
incident of the hot water bottle and the follow up, whatever happened to the hot water bottle.
You'll probably see it in her plays in the Abbey or somewhere like that. But anyway, I love my heat. And I think men are kind of different. It doesn't bother them as much. Mm. And now I'm speaking generally. I know if you get into
a
car.
I was well wrapped up, though, by the time I got into your car because I had my boots on and I had my thick woolly socks on and I wore cords. I didn't wear jeans. Not a good idea to wear denim on a cold day.
No.
And then beneath that, I had my long johns. Beneath that, I had something very nice indeed. And then moving upstairs, I had a T-shirt on and then I had a shirt and then I had my kind of fleece. And then over that, I had my kind of duvet jacket and my gloves. And for God's sake, the minute I got in, it was like being in a sauna.
I know, yeah, but I bet you I would go into your house and I'd want the fire on. And you said, no, it's lovely. We've the radiator on. It's all grand. So I think there's kind of sometimes a difference between men and women and heat.
Anyway,
the point is. I
mean, how cold is it going to get in Ireland this week?
Yeah, well, it's going to get about -4 tonight. It's going to be kind of
that's
the lowest
they're
predicting.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the UK, they're saying the temperatures may go as low as -20 later on into
they're
the week.
They're getting it very heavy.
They're getting it very. So how would we survive in -20? What kind of garments would we need on to protect ourselves? So I decided to go out and visit somebody who works in a cold storage area and they're in and out of the cold all the time. So I went to Blanchardstown Corporate Park and I went into CGI Cold Stores.
Yeah.
And they have, it's a warehouse, but it's actually not a warehouse. It's basically a giant freezer that's kept at -20 all the time. It's 8,000 square feet. It holds up to 2,000 pallets. And there I met store manager Robert Gilbert. Baby, don't hold out. Robert Gilbert, you're the warehouse manager here with CGI Cold Stores?
Correct, yes.
And where are we? We're in the dispatch area.
The dispatch area, yeah. This is where all the forklifts are. And we load and unload the trucks here.
Okay, and we've got loads of pallets. It's very cold here as it is.
It is, yeah. It's about +3 here at the moment.
And it's one outside.
One outside.
Degree outside.
Yeah, yeah.
So how long are you working in the cold?
About 7 years. You never get used to it.
And when you got the job first, was it a bit of a shock to you?
Yeah, well, I worked at Tesco for 17 years and I moved from there to here, so it was a bit of a shock.
In the cold in
Tesco? No, in the warehouse in Hibernia Industrial Estate, in Tala. So it was a bit of a shock coming here, yeah.
So tell me about your first day in the cold.
I came in a shirt and tie and a suit. I came into the rooms. Coming into dispatch was okay, but once I went into the cold room at minus 20, I could only last about a minute and there I had to come out.
So, Robert, we're in the dispatch area, but beyond those plastic curtains, very long plastic curtains, is the very cold area.
Yes, yes.
So tell us a little bit about the company first and what they do.
Well, what we do is we store and we ship out all frozen product. And it can be from vegetables, meat, anything that can be frozen, we do it here.
And how big is it behind those plastic curtains?
Well, we have three different rooms, and this there's about probably about 2,000 pallets in this room.
Okay, how cold is it in there?
Minus 20. Come on and we have a look.
Yeah, but I'm not dressed for it, and you are. So I have a fleece on me, I have me jacket, a pair of jeans, and I have me walking boots.
Yes.
Will I survive in there?
You'll survive for about a minute, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Come on, we have a
right,
look.
We're just going in, we're opening the plastic curtains here.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. It's freezing.
Yeah.
You can actually feel the ice. And there's a bit of a smell, if you don't mind. That's the food, I suppose.
That's the food. That's just the freezer. That's the freezing end of it, yeah. It's the food.
It's just juice and one of the lads. Here, yeah. Oh, God, it's freezing.
The racks move left and right, so it's a space saver more than nothing else. And it's always minus 20 in here, so...
So how long could you last in here, even with the proper gear on? My hands are going blue.
But you could, an hour with the proper equipment on you.
Lord, I'm acting like I want to go to the toilet, but I don't. It's just the movement.
That's what happens, yeah. When you get out here, you will want to go to the toilet, because that's what it does.
I hope it doesn't freeze it. But anyway,
yeah.
So Robert, you're dressed for the occasion. I'm not. I can feel my hands actually going blue as we speak. Describe your outfit for everybody. Don't let me stop you working now if you're moving
okay,
the pallets.
I have black and grey gloves, which are flexi-tog, which are to go to minus 20.
Yeah.
Keep my hands warm for about an hour, but they still get cold.
Yeah.
They still get cold. I have shallots on, braces on them, and they cover all the way down to my ankles up to my waist, and then I have a big jacket on. And we have to wear balaclavas and hats. You can't hear me sometimes with a balaclava. So I just take them down, yeah.
So you're not going to rob me?
No.
Okay, well, let's have a look around the warehouse. I'm really getting cold now. Have we been in here longer than a minute? Because I'm lasting longer than a minute.
Yeah.
I'm just walking down an aisle and there are pallets from floor to ceiling. And it's actually colder even as you get into the aisle.
Yeah, because we're still at the door there. As you go down, it's going to get colder, yeah. So what we do is it's just all pallets of, just you can see pizzas there. These lads here pick from this end of it. So they'll, as I said, they'll stay in for about 2 to 3 hours and these lads will.
But the fact that I've no gloves on, do you mind if we go out? Because I'm actually freezing. I can meet ears. Wait for me, Robert. Am I going to slip? It's quite slippy in here.
I'm just
walk past the plastic curtain again back into the dispatch area, which is actually feels warm.
It is now when you come out, yeah.
Do you feel my hands there? Oh.
Oh, God, they're cold.
How do you manage psychologically? How do you deal with working in such a cold environment? I know you have the gear and all that.
Oh, you just get used to it after a while. It does get sore when your hands do really get really cold.
Yeah. But my hands are stinging me now. Yeah. They're actually pins and needles.
Yeah, but you do get used to it. That's what you have to. You just have to come in and just get used to it.
Okay, so you're in that environment and you're in your gear. You take off your gear, you go outside. Different temperature. Are you more prone to getting flus and colds and things like that?
I think it's because we're used to the cold that we don't get as many flus as other people. Because I certainly don't.
Yeah.
So I think the boys are the same. Because we work in the cold, we get used to the cold. The worst time is in the summer when it's nice and warm outside and then you have to go back into the cold. That's the worst part.
Me and my husband constantly fight about the heat. He wants the windows open, I want the fire on full. We're in the car, I've the heat on full, he has the air conditioner on cold. How does that relate to you and your whole attitude to being cold?
Oh, I like to go home, I like to be in the heat, I have to say.
Yeah.
I like the heat, yeah. I think we're a bit spoiled, I think we put the heat on a bit longer because I work in the cold here. Yeah.
Have you ever stayed longer than an hour in it?
I have, yeah, when we're doing stock take, yeah.
And how do you manage?
Oh, I don't. We just have to come out and you have to stay out for at least a half an hour to get all the feelings back in your hands and your feet. It's generally just your hands and your feet that get really cold.
And has it changed your attitude? You'd be slightly grumpier or anything like that?
No, because when you come in, you go into the cold, it sort of wakes you up. So you don't have time to be grumpy or anything. You just wake up when you come into the cold.
So, Robert, when you tell people what you do and you work in minus 20 degrees Celsius every day, what do they say to you?
Say, oh my God, how can you work in that cold? I just say you just get used to it after a while and that's what you do. And they just say, I wouldn't be able to do that.
I don't look that good in a balaclava, do I?
No, you don't, no.
Okay, thanks a million. Okay, it's lovely talking to you. All the best, Robert.
Okay, thank you.
Dan, 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 dan. So if you think it's cold, think of the guys who have to work.
Mm.
in minus 18 degrees Celsius or below. God almighty, I could feel the shivering.
Do you know, I would have even done with your two right-handed gloves in there.
I could warm you up in the two right-handed ready. Whoa. Speaking of which,
yes,
this one says, Derek, real men don't wear gloves. Oh, men that wear gloves freak me out, says Pat. I don't know if Pat is a man or a woman. What do you mean men who wear gloves freak you? Come on, Pat.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. That's what that reminds me of.
Build a bridge, Pat, and get over it. Brenda, yes. I would not like somebody getting into my car and turning off the heat. I think that is very cheeky, says Teresa. I didn't turn off the heat.
He didn't. He just mentioned the fact.
I asked you to turn down the heat.
Yeah. But he is cheeky.
This one says, it gives me great pleasure every night. I love its vibrant colour and its ribbed texture. Yes, yes, yes. I love my hot water bottle, says Bernadette. While Keith has been on to say that he loves the sight of tits in the snow at this time of the year.
Blue tits.
I was talking about blue tits earlier, needless to say, and the way they flock in the wintertime. Keith is driving his car. Cheeky Keith. I just spilled my water. Brenda, I am what you call a spinster. Oh, no, you've in trouble now. Whatever that is, says the text message, I do not own a hot water bottle, nor do I feel the need to own one. However, all of my friends can't live without them. So explain that from your store of theories, if you can. In the same way, I wonder, it was, probably doesn't own a husband either, or whatever. But at any rate, go on, explain.
No, no, all I said was that my friend thought that having a hot water bottle meant that you probably wouldn't have a man to keep you warm, and you would end up probably without a man, and it symbolised being, I suppose, later in life, trying to keep warm and having the hot water bottle.
Well, that's interesting, because my friend Kira, who doesn't have a man either, she has an electric blanket.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. That's it. We're going to get in so much
have
trouble.
Have you got a hot water bottle at home?
Now, I do.
But do you have it in the bed alongside Dennis?
I do.
And where do you keep it?
At my feet.
At your feet?
Yeah.
All the time?
All the time. And it's funny, I have three kids, but
and does
one
it ever
of them
leak? Have you ever had a
leaking hot, never,
an accident
no,
with
no,
the hot water bottle in the
not
bed?
Not with the hot water bottle. Have maybe you ever had an with Dennis.
Oh, you are so cheeky, Brenda.